What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Righty, good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Lagos Nigeria. Check your time. It's 5 minutes gone past the hour of 10 o'clock. And yeah, you know what it is. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. It's a beautiful Monday morning. I'm loving the weather. I'm loving the atmosphere. I'm loving everything about today, Monday. I'm hoping that this is the same feeling for you. I know that some people don't really like Mondays. Mondays usually come with loads and loads of work, especially if you didn't get to do as much over the weekend or last week before this week. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you definitely have pile up of work. If you are one of those who are not enjoying your workplace or your job is one of those frustrating ones, Monday will come with, you know, a very bad energy for you.
That's absolutely correct. And some people say, man, not again. Especially those who had a swell weekend, spending time with family, hanging out. And we're going to the beach, which is a common place for Lagosians to relax. Or going to the cinemas. Do people still go to the cinemas?
Absolutely.
Anyways, I thought it was Netflix, popcorn, Netflix, popcorn and chill. But hey, guys, whatever engagement you had over the weekend, we know for sure that Mondays are like, oh God,
it's
not
Monday again. It's Monday again.
But for those who are expecting payments, maybe a check to Claire, those who are expecting to, you know, meet a client, they couldn't just wait for the Monday to come. Mm. And it's a prayer that wherever your endeavor is, you would have a successful story to tell at the end of the day.
We're hoping that you had a wonderful weekend. I hope that it was fulfilling for you. I hope that you had time to relax. And if you have family, I hope that you had time to bond with family, because I think weekend affords that luxury. It affords us that luxury.
It is indeed true, man. Weekends are opportunities for you to bond with families, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
But sometimes, for those people who take work in their head, you know, carry work, you must do that work, you must do the work. Remember that every moment, everything you ignore suffers, all right?
Yeah.
If you keep facing work and ignoring family, family's gonna suffer.
And if you keep ignoring work and face family, work will suffer. So that has to, I mean, a balance.
You have to strike that balance. Mm. Very necessary. And then that's where we are here again to bring you some of the finest conversations on radio. We are the Techers, Africa's, Nigeria's first real life couple presenting a live show on radio every freaking day. It's a big deal, bro. It's not, don't even. Let me just, you know, collect the credit for reading.
Let's enjoy it.
Let it soak in so you know it's a big deal. And we appreciate the support from Lagosians and Nigerians at large so far.
Yeah.
This morning, I mean, then again, another kind gesture from a very amazing...
Mr. Ikem
just showed some amazing
shout
love.
Shout out to you.
We say thank you. But that's the love to show that, well, there's something in here. We want to say thank you for making us that number one. We are here to bring you the finest family conversations. Also have the feel of what Lagos is like every morning. And that's what we're going to start the show with today.
That's right. So if you're tuning and you're wondering what's going on here, this What's Up Lagos, just like he said, the first hour is a feel of Lagos. So basically, we want to know how you're feeling, what's going on around your area. Wow. And you have to sign in screaming, What's Up Lagos? Oh my God.
Was that deliberate?
Yes, it was.
Okay, right.
Were you thinking my voice?
I thought.
No.
I wanted to start kiboshing.
Nah.
Letting
it's
it out there.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Yes. Cheers to life. It is the only radio show that affords you the opportunity to scream on the radio. I mean, who does that? That's like madness, right? We're crazy people right out here. And just to give you an idea of what it is, because there's some people who are just like, hey, what's that? It's craziness. I'm paying. I don't like it.
I am screaming on the radio.
Let me tell you what the idea is all about. You know, we all know that it's a trying time. It's a tough time. And this idea, you know, came from when the pandemic happened, all right? When when COVID-19 came on board, so many people were caught unawares. They were, in fact, minds were almost blowing, not in a nice way. Mm. Like, you know, people, you know, there was a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah.
And that led people into depression. Mm. A lot of people lost their jobs. Right now, some people are still trying to recover. Some countries, some nations, economies are suffering. And we said all these things are not going to stop. It's going to be on for a while. And while we'll battle or try to fight back at COVID-19 with all the tools we've got, it is only right that we put ourselves in the right frame of mind. And what we do is you wrap up all the worries, the frustrations, the very negative energies, and let them out.
Mm.
Let them out by screaming, "What's up, Lagos?" You know, if it's exercise you do, trust me, you will feel better. Mm. And that's what the scream is all about.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
So you call us up, 0700-993-993-993. No, I don't think that number is functioning right now.
Could function.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's another...
Is it this number, the alternative line? All right. We just got word from the engineers that they're working on the 0700 line, and we would like to give you another line through which you can call us. Please, Jeko Shishe. And for those who are regular callers, try to stop by. Just step back a bit. You can send a WhatsApp message. We're good with that. But if you are not a first time, I mean, you're not a regular caller, you've been trying to call for some time now, here is your opportunity to connect with us. Since we have one line, we'll try for all the increase all the regular guys. Please, Punky, just hold on. Send a WhatsApp, right?
We love you regardless.
Absolutely. All right. I don't want to hear. I do not know. Okay. Please. Let those who have been trying to call get a connect with us. Mm. And the single number is
01465-7190. I'll take that again. 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that via
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the WhatsApp number through which you can reach us on the show today.
The lines are buzzing already.
They're jamming like Bob Marley. In that jamming song.
Okay.
You want to listen? Hold on.
No.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Okay, do call us back, please. 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life! You're calling from?
Coca.
From Coca.
Okay.
All right. Welcome. How's Coca this morning?
It's fine.
Okay. Great.
All right. He just called to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" That's okay.
That's beautiful.
Something is missing, babes.
What?
A banter.
Okay.
We haven't. And then Lagos will be like, "Okay, what are they going to bring this time?" Should we take a call or two and get into that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm going to laugh at you.
Laugh.
I'm going to laugh
Me,
at you.
Me, I'm angry. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Hoo la la.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Yes.
Cheers to life. Welcome.
My name is Kainde Animashan.
Hi, welcome, Kindy.
I'm in the Lagos traffic. I just want to shout it out.
Nice one. You're doing well.
That's it. You're doing well, sir. You know, you're good. God bless you indeed. How does it feel after letting it out?
Oh, I feel great.
Fantastic, Kindy. Have fun. All right. Enjoy the rest of the day. We appreciate you.
You know, it can really be frustrating when you're stuck in traffic.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
No, it's your own What's Up, Lagos. Don't test my own What's Up, Lagos.
What's Up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
What's Up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah. I just want to remain anonymous, sir.
Okay.
A bit down now. Something quite funny happened now, but I just want to carry on. I work in one of those. I have a side also.
Okay.
All right, healing job, and somebody just assaulted me. Because of 100 naira.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
quite. I just told her I wasn't going to let her go. It's not about the money. But she just can't say, "I don't have 100 naira and I will leave you like that." At the end of the day, she went into her house. She brought out, what was the name? A mortar. And he's hitting me.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Where did this happen? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to be happy.
No, wait.
No, calm down.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Just calm down. Forget that you're radio. Just take a deep breath, okay?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Relax, all right? You know, one of the ways to heal is to share it and, you know, and let it out, you know, the way it is. Try just to calm down. So you had a difference of 100 naira. And the writer, after an argument, decided to go into her house, came out with a mortar, a pistol, all right?
Yeah.
To hit you. Not that she threatened you. She started hitting you with it.
But she even beat me on my chest.
What?
She beat me with her teeth.
No,
wait. With her?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You mean she bites you? Like?
Yes.
You have to report that to the police. And if you have any evidence, you report that.
I'm just trying to let it go. My wife has been trying to call me. I'm trying to.
Hi, somebody's husband.
I feel bad about it. So
oh my God.
It's one of those things. Yeah.
You know what? Just calm down. Do you want to report the case?
No, I just want to let it go.
You just want to let it go. Okay,
yeah,
that's good. And that's also brilliant that you want to let it go.
Yeah.
And thank you. Appreciate you for sharing this with us.
It's funny, this is my first time of even trying this number. I didn't even know it's a good trip.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. Cheers to life
indeed.
But, you know, take a deep breath, calm down. If you need to go somewhere to relax and, you know, shut it off.
I'm going funny enough. I'm not in front of my house. I just want to park and sleep.
That's okay.
Just go relax.
That's okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
I hope you feel better sharing this.
Yeah.
You didn't tell us your name. Okay, you want to be anonymous. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have fun, man. And
all right, thanks.
Yeah, sorry about that experience. Really.
Wow. But man, some people can be really, really...
Some people know where they are.
And, well, I really don't blame some of the e-hailing drivers when they react the way they do, because sometimes they carry people who are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they face things like this on a regular. I feel very bad. I could hear from the sound of the voice that he was about to cry.
Yeah.
You know, his voice was shaking. Like, how can I experience this from just because I'm trying to earn a living and someone is assaulting me for my own right? You're assaulting me for it. That's crazy. I'm looking for the word that is, you know, better than using word that could be
you know allowed on radio as well. But what my advice is, guys,
now, that's so unfair.
It is totally unfair.
That's so unfair.
But because you do not know the state of mind of different people, please, some things that you can just let go. Over the weekend, we saw on social media a former colleague of ours who was beaten up because of a minor argument. You know, I didn't scratch your car. Your father is a bastard. Yeah, no, that's that. Before you know it, then brush him. Then brush, you know. And then at the end of the day, you know, the question is, what if you are just ignored?
And just, you know,
just walk away for your own, because you do not know the level of frustration. We know that a lot of people out there, their spirits, they have left their body already. Mm-hmm. They're frustrated. They're looking for where to die or who to kill.
Now, who will kill them?
Who will kill them, one or two. So you don't fall in the hands of such a person and then become a victim.
Ah,
I'm really sorry about the experience of the last caller. But that's Lagos, all right? Guys, whatever situation you find yourself, that's why we're here. We don't want you to allow that weigh you down.
Yeah, sure.
If you can let it out by screaming, "What's up, Lagos?" Yeah, if you want to share with us, it's okay. But the idea is not to allow anything weigh you down, because, you know, it's only someone who's alive that can even be weighed down.
Absolutely. 0700-993. I keep going back to
that number.
Okay, 01465-7190.
Hello, good morning. All right, we lost that. Let's take another. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Just the life. Wow.
I get you today.
We're happy that you did.
I have been looking for a way to screen and send away some stress. It finally happened.
Wow.
Good morning. My name is Isaac. I'm calling from Oregon.
Welcome,
good
morning, Isaac.
How are you doing?
We're doing fine. How are you doing?
Thank you very much for making people feel as they having sense of belonging.
Yeah.
You people give us enough hope, and we believe and appreciate what you are doing. The Lord will continue to bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And keep on doing what you are doing. That is good.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. God bless you.
I just want to scream. And I have screamed.
Thank you. We're glad that you did.
We're glad you did the exercise. So for those who are still wondering, now you know what it's all about.
Hello.
What's up, Lizzo?
Chess Alive. Welcome.
I'm actually a first-time caller.
Yay, wow. Yay. Welcome.
I've been on this mission to see how I can get across to you guys, but most times it's not going. The other number is the worst. It's not going.
Finally, you're here.
You're here.
Yeah. I want to thank God. I have had a very big challenge that would have taken my life last month, precisely on the 19th.
Okay. Wow.
Mistake of identity would have gone away with my life. I went to Victoria Island licensing office.
Okay.
Sorry, I did not mention my. Did I mention my name?
Yes.
My name is Mr. Samuel.
Okay,
Mr.
Samuel. Mm.
Yes, I'm calling from Ajah.
Welcome.
I'm actually on transit.
Okay.
So I went to Victoria Island when processing my driver's license. You know, it's in stages.
Yep.
So I got there, the security man, there's one security man, he works with halogen security.
Mm-hmm.
The guy approached me and asked me, are you your Mr. Lucky Ade? I said, I'm not Mr. Lucky Ade. He told me this world is a small world. Me, I actually work with the transport company. The only challenge I can have with any person on earth for now, the only problem I've had with somebody, maybe the person came to my park with too much of luggage during December because I'm a manager. So I knew, I said, no, it's not, maybe it's a mistake of identity. I went the second time to get my capturing.
Mm-hmm.
Before I came outside, the guy has left all my tires.
Wow.
I turned around, I could not see the guy. I knew something fishy is happening.
Yeah.
I knew that the only log I had was that place, the public place. It's not there. It's a very, you know, the Victoria Island.
Yeah.
It's not a place where you see all these area boys, all this stuff. I'd even say like Ajah or somewhere. That boy would have killed me for mistake of identity. Before
wow.
I knew it, this guy, immediately I saw my four tires are down. I did not take it lightly again. I left it to the police station at Maroko. Me, I knew. My spirit told me that guy has left for Maroko to bring police to arrest me. Me, I left for Maroko too. I brought police. He brought police too. So when I came, the policeman said, the DPO came by and said, because the DPO said it's a serious case in Maroko. So when he came, he saw me immediately. They say you are under arrest, Mr. Samuel. You killed this guy's sister. It was your wife. You killed his sister.
Wow.
This morning, you are driving a car now. You wear a golden wedding ring. I say, me, you are. They say, your name is Lucky Ade. I say, my name is not Lucky Ade. They say, you are from Ogoja. I say, I'm not from Ogoja. I say, I'm from Ikom. Why are you saying I'm from Ogoja? They took me to police station. I was in Maroko from 10 o'clock to 5 p.m. The mother had to come from Agbara Okoko with the picture. The mother was the only savior. When the mother came, the picture looked different entirely with me.
Wow.
At the end of the day, the guy was now begging me that please. And he lied down on the ground, was begging, was rolling. Somebody said he would jail me.
Man.
He said he would kill me. That my daughter is under his roof. He's the one taking care of it.
Wow.
Thank God
daughter.
For
I
your life.
I think we are going to do a DNA test.
Wow.
Welcome back, Lagos. 10:35 on the clock. So what's up, Lagos? Still with the techers. I am Andrea Adwobi, techer.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Techer. Yes, we went on that break.
Quite a long break.
That's quite a journey. It must feel like we're starting the show all over again. So let's do the intro again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And we're taking a trip across the city of Lagos to bring you some information about what's happening with in our lungus, with everyone around us. Pretty much, I give you an opportunity to let out your emotions, the negative emotions that are pushing you down. The caller that called earlier kind of like one or two. Two callers have actually almost, it's almost, if you're not strong, you would dampen your spirit small.
Absolutely.
But it's understandable. These are the things people face on a daily basis. And particularly the guy was assaulted, Andre.
I feel very, very, very bad for him. Also, I don't know. I really don't know what to say, because it actually did throw me off balance. Like, how can you do that? How can you do that? And I could feel, like I said, I could feel that he was almost crying.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, guys, tell us how you're doing. What's going on around your area? See us as your therapist this morning.
Let's also forget about the gentleman who was taken to the police. He narrated his story for misplaced identity.
He was almost... killed.
Yep.
Because he was, taken for another person.
Let me say it in pidgin. Some people don't follow that way, go like that.
Hi.
Just like play, they just die like that. You know, remember a story I talked about, what I heard in the market? About the lady that came and said, "See, my brother, many years I've been looking for you. What happened? What happened to you?" The guy say, "I'm not your brother." In this case, thank God, the guy sounded Igbo. And the brother they're talking about is a Koyoba person who had no connection with the Igbo, cannot even speak anything in Igbo. So that was the only reason the woman argued, say, "This is my brother," said, "Ah, this head, this face, it cannot be same height."
Wow.
And it was an argument. So people may even look alike. In cases, it could be just like what the last caller said. And that's why, man, before you go out, pray well. I don't mean that kind of situation.
I'm telling you. It's not a good one to find yourself at all. It's not. We have WhatsApp messages, but we'll pick a few calls. 01465-7190. What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive! Wow. Nice one.
Wow.
I thank God. Where? Who could help me? The time about God. God waiting for heaven. Nobody there. It's a powerful man. Last month, I just went outside. Let me go and cut my finger. After cut my finger, Okada, let me enter Okada. I said I saw a very big gutter. My hand, my waist, my leg, with my guiding cane.
Wow.
People came and rescued me, bring me out.
Wow.
On Thursday last week, I was in Okada for my Lakija. I cannot see.
Yeah.
I was on the top of Okada last week, Thursday, coming back to the Okada, bring me down to Underbridge Place. No move to from nowhere. Here's the Okada.
Wow.
So, I roll up from the main road. Somebody helped me pick up my car. I said, "Nagura, I need to sustain an injury, but the Okada man was. Who could write me? Has a serious injury."
Wow.
I don't have truth.
Wow.
This is work of God, a man who cannot see. So, you see, I can't want to get there, and I got the right life.
For and so,
wow.
Congrats.
Help me, Nigeria. No one help me. You still got what I've spent in.
Yeah.
You still got what I've spent in. I know that got I was so deep like that.
Thank God.
Thank God.
For you. Thank God.
Thank you for sharing too.
Shut up. What the
Wow. Thank God.
First, come out and beg it.
Yes.
And so, you're gonna be all right. You outside there, don't give up. Put a gun in the face.
Right.
Whatever the doctor said is the problem. Whatever the doctor said is the problem. It's uncurable. That glaucoma. That you cannot see. It's got my brother. Put a gun in the face. Everything's gonna be all right. Don't give up.
All right.
Give up, you may lose that.
Wow.
The devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy. That's when God came to give land, give my butt land. For 3 years, me, for this I alone will give up. And the priest knows me. Because your butt knows me. Even your lawyer was over there knows me.
Right.
I will not give up.
Yes.
I know. Everything's going to be all right.
Thank you. Thank you for that motivation. We appreciate you.
Nice one. Nice one. He said everything's going to be all right.
Everything. Oh, left hand, left hand, left hand, left hand. Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive!
Yeah.
Welcome. Darling,
good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Andre.
Good morning.
Top of the morning to you guys over there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Chuku. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
Hi, Chuku.
Okay. Ikorodu is fine this morning. Everything's all right.
Okay.
But I really want to thank God for what happened during the week.
Okay.
Wasn't a funny one at all.
Ah, you want to share?
Okay. I was just going home, so I brought some people. Some people just entered my motor along the way, and I didn't even know that both of them were soldiers. But they were mufties. They weren't going together, and it wasn't at the same spot that they boarded the car. So when one was about to get down, he said he wasn't having money. I said, you didn't have money. I didn't tell me before you boarded my car. And it was just 100 naira. Just 100 naira. So the second one, I got angry. And I said, you don't have money. I didn't tell you before you bought this car. Okay. Oh, yeah, calm down. I didn't even know that both of them were soldiers at all. One was a Navy, while the other one was an Army. So the Army guy now said, okay, you have to pay this guy, because he's doing his business, and you can't just tell him like that. But along the way, I noticed that the Navy guy was drunk, and it turned out to be an argument. And I was like, at a point, I started begging the Army guy that he should leave him, that we should just go. The Army guy said he's not going to leave him. And, you know, like play. And I saw my guy, light him. He give a leg. The guy fall. You should see the fall in there. Yeah, I was very scared, though. You know the funny thing? It was even the head that hit the ground first.
Wow.
I said, God, how will I do this kind of thing, though? And when he fell down, he gave him another horse slap. In fact, as the guy fell down, there was no sign of movement. In fact, the way he fell down was just the way he laid there.
Wow.
Leg wasn't moving, hand wasn't moving. Me, I got scared, though.
But
because if anything happens now,
did he wake up?
At the light, while he was still lying down again, he gave me a very hot slap there. I said, this guy, you know, I entered the car. I said, oh, yeah, you enter, let's go. Let's go, let him sleep over there.
Wow.
Yeah, I was scared, though. So when I dropped him now, I couldn't just go home like that. I had to go back to go and check over there. But he was still lying down before we left. I had to go back to go and check him. When I got there, guess what? The guy was still lying down there.
Yeah.
What?
My brother, don't be smart, you know. I said, how will I get involved in a murder case? How will I start defending myself? So I had to park at the other side of the road. I crossed back to where he was lying. So I just went close and I checked him and I noticed that he was still breathing. I said, what will I do now? And it was late in the night. It's around maybe past 11 to 12.
Wow.
It was late in the night. I just watched. The guy was still breathing, but he wasn't moving. No part of his body was moving.
Okay.
I said, what will I do now? So as I just turned back, I didn't know there was one security guy that was guarding one compound. So the guy just hit the gate. I said, I should wait. That he saw me, that he saw everything that happened. In fact, that he recorded it. My mind just, you recorded what? He said he recorded everything that happened. That he saw my effort. I was begging the soldier guy. But nevertheless, that I should come. So when both of us now try to lift the guy up, my brother, now so my guy woke up. Now so my guy woke up.
Okay.
You interrupted his sleep.
So what?
My brother, he woke up. The security man shouted, I see. See, yo, this one not turn yet in bed, dude. So, Wow. I have to now beg the security guy to go and bring water for me. I beg that. Let me pour on his head. Wow. At least let him calm down, because the slap, my brother, was out of this world, though. He was out of this world.
Oh, my God.
So I had to wash his head. And I said, okay, where are you going to find? Where is even your house? Let me even see if I can even go and drop in your house for free. If I with the one that you don't even pay, let me even go and drop you. Because, you know, as in my mind went wide. But I just want to thank God that nothing really happened. Because I don't know how we won't be able to, you know, even forgive myself in the first place and knowing that I'm involved in a murder case. It wasn't easy, my brother. I just want to thank God.
Wow. That was one great story, if you ask me.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Wow. Lagos.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. This is Lagos. Man, cruise. This is full cruise.
Wow.
Man, oh man. Let's take more calls. Even now, we could say we want to hear what's happening in your environment. We're hearing the stories. Anyways, it's 01465-7190. That's the number to call if you'd like to share with us your experience around Lagos or what's happening currently, law by, like I always say, in the city of Lagos, where you are. And you can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805.
We have WhatsApp messages. This is coming from John. John from Mazamaza says, I thank God for today for seeing another beautiful day. It's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Another here is saying, What's up, Lagos? Burr here, I come. I have a nice shoulder, Tekis. And he's saying, Andrea, that's what an average Uber or Bolt driver faces in Lagos. When you complain to an app, to the app company, they would rather block you instead of investigating. Okay. Another here is saying, what's up, Lagos? Chest alive. He says, Andrea and Collins, good morning. You guys are doing a great job. Just need to let this out. I'm down, though, but chest alive. He says, I lost a friend. We had an issue about 5 months ago and I decided not to talk or have anything to do with him. Saw him recently, his pictures recently, looking so unhealthy, and he died this morning without me saying a word to my dear friend.
Wow.
You see, that's the thing.
You know, we're shouted here, make amends. You know?
Man. You see, that's the thing, right? When we... man, it's tough, right? When you, it's okay. We are social beings. We have interactions. Yeah. Most of them don't turn out good. Some turn out good. We have business interactions. Some of them turn out good. Some don't turn out good. And it's okay to part ways with people who don't, who you don't want to associate with anymore.
Yep.
It's okay to part ways with. But the thing is, make sure that in your conscience, in your heart of heart, you don't carry anything against a person, or you don't harbor hate or that anger or malice or unforgiveness, right? Because just like what happened, right? When that person is no longer, maybe person dies or something, it has a way of making you feel bad.
You.
Yeah, yeah. You feel guilty, kind of, that you would have made amends with such a person, you know, before the person left the earth.
So you do what they could call closure, have closure.
Yeah.
Make sure that you end it in a nice, so you have a conversation and then free your mind. I have nothing against you because you never know.
Yeah. But at this point, I know that you feel really sad, a friend who sent a message. I know you feel really sad, but you need to forgive yourself, also forgive the person.
And move on
so that you can feel better. Atiba from Yaba says, good morning, the Techers. What's up, Lagos? Just alive. How, buddy? How was your weekend? My GGs. I says, I love you guys.
We love you too.
Okay, another here is saying, good morning, the Techers. I love your show because it reduces tension and agony with the screaming of What's Up, Lagos. You guys are simply the best. It's coming from Beneth, from Ajigunle.
Hi, Beneth.
Mary here says, What's Up, Lagos? I bless God for you guys. I thank God today is turning out to be a testimony day. In fact, we didn't even plan it. And people are just, you know, sharing their testimony on the show today. Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing. He said, God bless you guys. I love you. Thank you, Mary. We love you too. This message, you can send an email to familytalkwithatekes@gmail.com. familytalkwithatekes@gmail.com. So this person sent a message about something ongoing in, I think, a relationship with your parents and your family. and he or she is asking for an advice.
All right.
But you can send an email, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll treat as such.
And that's everyone. Anyone who has something that you like to put on the radio for Find Help.
Yeah.
All right. On the Family Clinic every Thursday, we accept emails. All right. At familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com. Make sure that you're explicit and we'll take it up from there. Like,
hello.
What's up, Liga?
Welcome.
Yeah.
Who do we have?
Okay. Good morning. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
You have Samuel from Badazi.
Welcome.
Hi,
Samuel.
Sammy.
Yeah. You see, this life, I don't know. Collins, my friend, one of my friends, she's a lady.
Mm-hmm.
But today in history, she visited me for the first time. And today, she's no more.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. And for her to visit me, we know ourselves on radio, on Nigeria Info FM.
Wow.
And we became friends. She's a lady, Victoria. Then I named her Yeyelua, but today it's no more.
Wow.
She visited me because I'm visually impaired.
Wow.
But today in history, she visited me 2019.
You met.
I'm not happy because yeah. I remember the day she visited.
Uh-huh. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Yeah, so rest in peace.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing. Mm.
Today is a
healing
day.
Letting it out day.
Letting it out. And testimony today.
That's right.
You
Hello.
Know.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? You have... okay.
Well, that song brings a reminder of the fact that I have the most beautiful woman in the world by my side and support. Indeed. So that line, I don't even know what else they're saying outside of that. If you have a woman, hold on tight to. Mm. You know, that's a line I hold on strong with me. And I think it's a statement because not everyone has found the one.
Mm.
So if you do have the one, ensure that you hold on tight.
Shout out to you.
Absolutely. Well, we are set again to bring you our first episode of the Family Talk on What's Up Lagos with the Techers today.
Mm.
And you know, every weekday at this time, we bring you the Family Talk, except for Wednesdays where we have the Techie Talk when it's talking the matter, you know. And today we have yet another interesting topic to bring to the fore.
That's right. And today's conversation is more like I call it a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
How that people called in earlier, the first hour of the show, to share what it is that they're going through and what they experienced.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to ask a very, very sensitive question. Should parents discuss challenges with their children? Because believe it or not, right, they're involved. They're involved in basically everything. Mm-hmm. And as parents, there are challenges that parents go through, or the couple, the mother, the father, go through on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So be that as it may,
should they discuss it with the
children? Should they discuss it with the children?
Now, here's your idea so that you can get the full thoughts, because it's a very topical issue that some parents, people will perhaps be confused right now as to how to react or how to deal with such a situation.
Mm.
All right. Is it okay for parents to share these challenges with the children? Now, we're talking about challenges like the true state of the family finances. Mm-hmm. If things are going to add, this is what we have. And also talk about relationship challenges like husband and wife, mommy and daddy are having a fight. They can feel it, but they're not aware.
Yeah,
they're in the dark.
Yeah,
you know,
they can feel that there's a friction, but they don't really know what's ongoing.
Is it okay to have them know and then have a conversation with them, or just ignore? Because they would know anyways.
Yeah.
But they may just interpret it their own way.
Yeah.
So typical African would be like, no, mommy and daddy are arguing. Please leave this place. You know, that was in the dark.
Yeah.
You know, we want to know if it's okay to have that conversation with them, especially this time that we're in.
Mm.
Things are really tough.
Yeah.
So, and somehow the school of thoughts that they should not discuss it.
Mm.
Others will say, well.
Yeah, I mean, some other people would say, why not? My child should know what's going on in my, you know, in the family. They're part of the family, so of course they should know. But some people would say they should not keep them in the dark. They shouldn't know, especially if they're a minor, below 18 and all of that. So, yeah, what side of divide do you fall? Do you think that it's okay to share the challenges in the family to your children? Do they deserve to know or not?
Is it better to shield it or let it out? Just shield it and hope that things get better and try to fix the situation as soon as possible? At what point do you tell?
Yeah. At what point, actually? Because the truth is, they eventually would know. Or they know. They just cannot interpret what is ongoing because you haven't really given them the information to work with. But they can sense that something is not right. For instance, finances. My mom used to buy me all of this. My dad used to buy me this and that.
Yeah.
I used to, you know, wear this certain kind of clothes. I used to eat this certain kind of food. And I'm not eating that kind of food anymore. Something has changed. They can know what is going on, but they don't have the right information to process what is ongoing. So, like you said, they know. And they will eventually have to know. But the question is, should we tell them? As parents, do you tell your children the actual state of things in the family?
Letting out some information to your kids also affect them emotionally or mentally?
Yeah.
Like letting them know how it is. If the answer is yes on your part, that yes, you can tell, how then do you do it? Mm. What was your own experience growing up as a child? Did your parents tell you everything? Did you ever wish that they could tell you how things were exactly? Because it's a common thing around the world.
Especially here in Africa. You rarely see parents who would tell their children the exact situation or state of things, you know, in the family. And it somehow leaves the children in the dark, as we said earlier. And they grow up saying that, I wish my parents told me what was actually going on. We could sense that something was going on, but we didn't exactly know what was going on.
That's why we want to know what your personal experience was like, your story was like, as we proceed on the show today, asking you that very fundamental question on parenting, which has to do with, should children be told about the challenges of the family? That's a question.
Let me throw it to you. Are you of the opinion that you should tell or shield it from them?
You know, it's a tough place to find oneself on both sides. You know, growing up, as a child, I wish that I had the opportunity to know what was going on fully. My mom did a bit of a job to tell me things that were going on. And I think I was the best that I heard some of those things. My siblings were even in the dark. And but I wish that I knew. I wish that could arm me. I felt that would arm me better as an individual. Forgetting the fact that, I know that my parents, I'm responsible to my parents. I wish, but now that I'm growing up, I don't want my child to see anything that's, you understand? I feel like, this kid is just, he doesn't deserve to know whatever. Thank God that, there's never been any reason for him to mentally they've been, but I don't think he deserves to even, you know, the mindset is, I don't want my kid to even know anything that has to do with maybe
on,
when
on
it
this
grows.
Table, it looks like we are both on different sides.
Yeah, you want to gist everything with a child?
Not like gist everything. Maybe there's some things I might not say, right?
Okay.
There are some things that I might not say to as him. It is, you know, fully, you know, but I think that he deserves to know, right? It's just that sometimes, right, these children, it depends on their age where you can say, it's okay for me to tell this person this thing so that they can process it better. They can understand. But trust me, these children are intelligent.
They would know.
They would know. You know, they would know one way or the other. So why not just tell them, but tell them in such a way that they can, they won't panic. They won't feel a certain way. right? They're part of the family. They need to know. I just feel so.
Okay.
But you're saying you're not telling them, but that means there might be some, you know.
Well, let's get back to Lagos. Let's hear what you have to say. What was your personal experience? Is it okay for parents, children to know how it go? Maybe you guys are having a fight or your financial situation is back, like it could be now. You know, is it okay to let them know so that you can prepare their minds? Do you think that some children are heartbroken as a result of the fact that they think that their parents are here? Their parents can do this, can go, and then they are disappointed at the end of the day. The parents are not coming through. Is it okay to lie to the kids about the state of things? Because that's it. Not telling them is lying to them.
Yeah.
You know, is it okay?
You're omitting.
Are you omitting? Should you omit or tell it as it is and prepare their minds and also find a way? And how do you tell it? Those are the questions we're asking.
And then also, what are the advantages or disadvantages if you are sharing or not even sharing? What could possibly be the disadvantage of sharing? And then what could be the advantage of sharing as well?
Absolutely. Well, the number to call is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. And for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805.
Hello?
Hello, hey, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah, I did okay on the line.
Welcome.
All right.
Yeah, many years ago, one of my childhood friend, although he was about 25 then.
All right, I think it's 1 minute. Because we have limited
time. He asked his dad one question. He said, "Daddy, what were you doing when your mates were making it?"
Wow.
He was asking there. Embarrassment question, and the dad couldn't answer him. You know, so if he was actually carried along, you know, maybe he sees what's happening, how his dad hustles and tries to make it meet, maybe he would, and his dad also kind of share with him, he would have maybe understood how things were difficult and things were not easy. You know, some of these children, they don't know what their dad is even doing, or the business that their parents are doing. Just all they see is money coming in. So if they could really go through. So my dad even took me to his working place. In fact, when I did my IT in their office, not as because this was after PS3.
Wow.
The long break, he took me, I walked. I worked in that company again. So I understood how it worked, the kind of the working condition and everything. So I was able to understand.
Okay. So that means you're saying that it's okay to share.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Thank you for sharing with us at Dig OK. 01465-7190.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Yes.
Move away from your radio. Turn down the volume. Kill the volume dead.
All right. 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome.
This is Cardinal. I'm calling from Amodofi.
Welcome, Cardinal.
Yes. This is a nice topic you guys brought this morning. Kudos to both of you.
Thank
you.
You're
doing a nice job, by the way.
Thank you.
My own experience, you know, I grew up in the village, in the village setting. My own parents, they discuss, they talk to each other with times where we are. So we didn't know anything. All through my life, as I was growing up, it was only one day once, I saw my dad left the house in anger. We didn't even see when they quarreled. All I knew that my dad was living with anger and my mom was not happy.
Wow.
Okay. John from Ipaja is on the line. I think he didn't finish that. That's another thing. So people think that. No, don't show them. It's not good. It can affect them mentally. Don't show them the bad times. No, just don't. Well, Odion, how is Ipaja? Good morning.
Yeah, it's fine. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, good job on this program.
Thank you.
Yeah, what you are discussing is quite interesting indeed. Children of nowadays are so intelligent that even if you don't tell them whatever is going on in the family, they will find out in one way or the other. And being that they expect their parents to meet virtually all their names, they always wait for the parents to meet up, and if there's any disappointment, it really hurts them so bad. And so I feel it's better in any way that we should find a way to let them know what's going on.
Mm.
And I still believe that age matters.
Okay.
The age of the child also matters, how the child
processes,
can understand what you are explaining, as Andrea really said earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
So there are certain things you may not really need to tell the child, but where you feel the child is expecting so much, you have to really disclose what is going on in a way that the child will not be hurt.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And again, like the other man that called earlier, the earlier you carry the children along, the earlier they understand what's going on in the family, and when they grow up with it, they will find it easy to cope and even find a way to also be a part of the solution to the problem.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And
like what I do in my home virtually, I try in a way to get my children along. When I'm broke, I tell them. While I'm not able to pay their school fees as I went due, I tell them.
Mm.
And even the process of my looking for the money to pay up, I carry them along so that you know that life is not so, it's not a bed of roses. And then when they grow up, they'll be able to also learn, take one thing or the other from what they learn from home. And I believe it will help them later in life.
All right.
That's right.
Thank you,
Odion.
Okay.
Well
so,
said.
So he said, you have to get, I mean, tell them.
Mm-hmm.
You eventually have to tell them.
I just remember something now. Maybe I was distracted a bit when I was responding to that. My mom actually told me every single thing. Like, told me, yeah, you have to, that's how, you have to do this. This is a situation of things. We can't afford this right now. You know that you're the firstborn. You have to make some sacrifices. You know, you're the eldest in the room. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have to do that. And I remember that was what pushed me to start doing some things as early as 14. As early as 14, I was already having that entrepreneurial mindset. So, yes, I remember that vividly. I was told.
Okay. So, we have Yusuf on the line, and he's calling from Satellite Town. Hi, Yusuf. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Thank you. I love your program. I've been following you since January.
Oh,
wow.
It's actually the first time I'm calling in.
Welcome
indeed.
Thank you. The topic, I think, I want to talk.
Go ahead.
I think letting the kids to know is important. Because me, I grew up, while I was growing up, as a last born, they never let me in. What was going on? My mom wasn't there. My dad, as a civil servant, is not always around. I didn't know what was going on. I'm always in the dark. I grew up and I never liked that idea. So I took it upon myself. I said, in my home, my kids, they are family members, they are part of everything. So from time to time, I explained to them. And my hobby being someone that is not always around, works in the city. I'm always explaining so that they'll be able to talk when I'm not there. So I think it's a good thing to let the kids in.
Okay.
Let them know what is going on.
All right.
So they will understand.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Hello?
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Daniel. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Good morning, this AK. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. Please don't call us back. 01465-7190. We're asking, is it okay? Okay. Is it okay for parents to share the current situation going on in the family with their children? Is it okay or not? Hello? Hello?
All right, trying to get this call screened, and we could check some WhatsApp on 0809-597-5805. We have Anonymous coming up now. It's okay to be Anonymous. Hello, good morning.
Anonymous.
Hello, Anonymous.
Welcome.
Let's talk.
Yeah, Lagos talk.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I've been wanting to copy
you. My first time.
Okay. Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to tell the children, but it depends on their age. It depends on their age, because sometimes when the husband and wife are having an issue, if we tell their children, if you are not careful, everything will butterize and it'll be one-sided.
Okay.
It will be a one-sided. The wife will be talking to children, see what their daddy is doing. The mother can say to the children, see what their mommy is doing. So it will be a problem. Before you know it, you know women have the house. They'll provide everything and the husband will have a problem. Even the children will go on and hate the father. Meaning when the father is saying the right thing. So it works in two ways. So let the children are up to 15 years.
Okay.
All right.
When they can know when the mother is saying the truth and the father is saying the truth.
Okay.
It's very risky to tell the tender ones, because if they hear something, bam, their mother tell them, say, see what the daddy did, that is all, you have finished. They'll not be able to correct it again. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for sharing.
Wow, another perspective.
Okay.
It's broadening. Anyway.
Hello. Hi, welcome.
Good morning, Lagos. Yeah, the techies. Good morning. Please, I permit you to remain anonymous. Actually, I appreciate the topic you are discussing now. For me, the COVID-19 affected my job. That was sometime in March, April last year. To date, I just do one of any job that come my way. For my boys, I have 6 years old, 5 years old, and 2 years. For the one that is 6 years, what I did to him, the private school he was going, for the 6 years and 5 years, I paid 123 last term. So this term, they took it to 145. I told the boys, it's possible you guys are not going to school.
Wow.
6 years old, understand. So I took him to a government school where they test him for primary three. He was going to primary one. They tested him for primary three and he passed. But they said, okay, let them put him in primary two. He understood. I said, daddy does not have money now. So I'm changing your school. So we want this. I said, when daddy have money, he will buy. So at six, according to their understanding, I was able to explain. The 5 years old finding it difficult to cope for now, but he's coping now. Okay, when they start the new school. So there's no time that is... it's too early or too late. It is best to say, start early, look at the understanding, explain to them. It is always best.
Okay, thank you for sharing.
Thank you for
that
sharing.
Wow. You see, we said earlier that some people are on the side where, you know, don't tell them just yet. If at all you want to tell them, look at your age and start uncovering gently. He mentioned that...
the age doesn't matter.
You know, the last caller said it does not matter. You tell them, look at their understanding.
At their level.
Because actually, a child of 4 years could have could understand better.
You can have a conversation.
Yeah,
with a child.
They're more receptive. They're children like that who are way mature than their age.
Yeah, but that means you need some kind of skills. You need to understand or do some work on your part to know how to communicate
with a child
at that age. You don't say it's my child. The way I want to talk to the child is what I talk to the child.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. We need to go on a break. We'll be right back.